Last week we had learned Sivav, and someone pointed out that I had neglected to mention the Yad Avraham. Since the Yad Avraham is important not only for Hilchos Melicha, I made copies of Pisrei Tshuva, which I hope everybody got. This is besides the regular photostats of what we're learning. Those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Treifus Siman Lamed Aleph, is a Pisrei Tshuva Sivkal Meis. Let me just tell you what this is about. The Yad Avraham discusses here what constitutes a Hefsin Meruba. Throughout Shulchan Aruch, we have cases where it says Tev Lahachmir, and it says that a person could be Mekel Behefsin Meruba. In the case of a loss, a person could be Mekel. The Yad Avraham here on Siv Zayin, it's actually printed in the traditional Shulchan Aruch on the page of Siv Zayin, although it refers back to Siv Vav. It says, "Binyan Hefsin Meruba Kasav Sham." Someone once told me, b'shem a certain Rav, that $50 is a hefsin meruba. I told him, really? If you're buying a house and you have a shaila, you're buying a $1 million house, you have a shaila has $50, that's called the hefsin meruba? Sounds like a surprise. So it's to say $50 hefsin meruba, what does that mean? The words are meaningless. What? For that Rav, it was a Hefsin Meruba. You have to know which Rav to ask. You have to hold your pay as your Rav. And, if you would break the deal over $50, yes. The Yad Avraham says simply, "Be'inyan Hefsin Meruba, Kasu Shavakal Amit Ches." He's quoting the Torah Sa'asham, the Sales of Mincha. Da'akal lefi ayna da'as hamayra lefi azman hamakim ha'asha lefi yashra ya'ani lefi anyay. There's a Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchos Treifus. It's the Pisrei Tshuva that I've made copies of and passed around. This is Siman Lamed Aleph in Hilchos Treifus. A Sukkot and Beis in Pisrei Tshuva, the bottom line of the Pisrei Tshuva. It's the same Siman, but you have the Hilchos Treifus in that volume. Yes, you should have it. Mark, or you remember. Okay, I have to tell you, this is an extremely important Pisrei Tshuva, and I always don't remember which siman it's in, but I sort of turn a few pages this way and that way, and I find it.
Sorry, where is Hilchos Treifus now?
Hilchos Treifus, Hilchos Shchita, and before. Okay, Siman Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph is between Lamed and Lamed Beis. Even in the new ones. I'm sure we've spoken about it because it must come up all the time.
Good.
Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Mendy will repeat it to everybody.
I can tell you where it is. Siman Lamed Aleph between Lamed
Beis. I see a chazan. Okay. Pisrei Tshuva says three things. Looks like a long Pisrei Tshuva. It's actually three pieces to the Pisrei Tshuva. In your copies, it's the top line. B'masha mavua b'kama duchti lakal b'hefsin meruba kama nikra hefsin meruba. How much is called the hefsin meruba? So there are three individual shilas here that he deals with. The first one, hevi b'tshuvas nachla shiva, simen nun hei. Nisim klal b'zeh. The hefsin meruba yosem mishtus b'keren mikri hefsin meruba. That more than a sixth of the keren is a hefsin meruba. I guess these figures that since by mekach tos more than a sixth, cheating someone more than a sixth is called a mekach tos, and the mekach is chayzer. The same thing here, a hefsin meruba is a shtus. Now a shtus by oino is 20%. It's what we call a shtus malabar. So it would be. L'chayr will be 20%. V'hu zal chaylik alav. But he has a kasha. No, it's a fifth. The shtus. From 120 to 100. So, v'hu zal chaylik alav. Dimkein, the Har Sefer HaKamel argues, Dimkein l'moshel. If my davar shava sheish zehuvin, somebody costs $6, yeah, hefsid yosim is a half, and hefsid is more than $1, nater. But tam yesh labayim hefsid meruba. We'll say a $6 item, $1 or more, is a hefsid meruba. Ubimiyah davar shava shishmei zehuvin, and if you're buying something for $600, the hefsid yeh tzadik tes zehuvin, and the hefsid is $99, Nassar will say it's Asr. It's a joke. You can't say a flat percentage. Now, rather, he's saying it's not 20%. He understands Shtos to be 1/6. Okay. That's the end. The end of number one is that it depends. It depends on the situation, on the person, on the time, etc. That is the way to define Hefsim Meruba. That's the end of Shaila number one. Now he goes on to a second Shaila. I am a Shulis Meragoyla Rabbi Kiva Eger Saifsim Mem Gimel, a new Shaila. Shekosav shehu mesupik b'kam inyanim demekilim behefsim meruba. In many inyanim where the halacha is to be mekel behefsim meruba, kamoi bui desmichi b'maya zaken, such as pimples that have blisters that have clear water inside. So machloikis, if that's a simen treifis. Im atabach shachat beze gimel behemis. Let's say the butcher shechted two or three animals. Vayabakulam beze bui desmichi b'mayim zaken. And this hefsim meruba came up in all two or three animals. If the person has three animals, if you throw away one, it wouldn't be a hefsim meruba. He wouldn't throw it away, sell it to a guy. Rabbeis v'gimel have a hefsim meruba. But now that it involves so many of them, now it is a hefsim meruba. Imzel mikri hefsim meruba aylai. Is that called a hefsim meruba or not? Interesting, Shiloh. Each piece that the Shaila is on is not a Hefsim Meruba. But it's the same Shaila all three. It's the same Sack on all three. What's the din? Kim the Kalecha Ba'atzma Eloi have Hefsim Meruba. So the Kiveger Paskins, Yesh Lodoyim Bezeh Lohokol Ayin Shom B'simanim Mavur Mizeh Yim Hayu HaGimel Behemesh Shloisha B'nei Adam. If the three animals belong to three different individuals, after Lubo Kulam B'Bavas Achas of Nei Amayra, even if all three came at the same time, it's a chlifse kakulam the treifa loy have a hefsim meruba. Then lahakul. If it three belong to one person, it's hefsim meruba. Three belong to three different people, it's not. Vefshedua did a fill behema achas vishal shutvin. If you have one animal, it belongs to two partners. Imu haisa shalach on hay hefsim meruba. One person takes such a big loss as a big hefsim. Rachas to shishal shutvin in lahakul kim luchalach on loy have a hefsim meruba. So that's number two. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you could be done on Bimitzdar if it's the same person and the Shiloh comes up with many items for the same person, even though any one item would not be Hefsim Meruba, but Hayais, there are already many items that are made with it. So in that case, it's Hefsim Meruba.
Why don't we just take that off?
It's not going out the window. As a matter of fact, it's consistent
it's
with
the
it.
Same.
It's very consistent. That's Hakolofi and Yivazman. He's saying Hakolofi and Yivazman. You look at the situation. Imagine the person comes to you with one behemoth. You say, I'm sorry, it's Asr. 10 minutes later, he says, you know, I shechted my second one. It's got the same thing. Asr. The third one, the guy feels, what am I going to ask a Shiloh for? I already has two. So he figures, I'll go. He has the third one. He says, okay, you already have three animals with the same Shiloh. They're all three mutter. You know, they're all three animals. So it sounds so strange. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, three different Shilohs. I don't think Rabbi Kiva Eger would say it. Three different Shilohs. The halacha is you're allowed to be Saimach and Adasi after Behefsim Meruba. What is the definition of that din? That's a din in Klalei Harah.
So
that's the halacha. 100.
It would appear I would keep those in hold for that 6. The first
good. Yeah, okay. Lachinami. You're right. That's right. And if he's a poor person, if it's only behemoth, we'll be back right away. All right, now the most important one of the shilas is the third. Okay, here's the third piece in the Pesachei Tshuva. And this is the one that comes up all the time. Somebody comes there to Shiloh, or Mata Bevsim Ruba for him and his family. If I go into a store to buy something, I'm not looking to buy something that's Mutab Bevsim Ruba. It's not Bevsim Ruba for me. To buy this, I should buy something else. And I'm almost certain that you have to let people know. You have meat that's only Mutab Bevsim Ruba and you sold it Stam. Seems to be a little misopic. Ella dim loy nimtza bi'ir basa acher kasher. There's no other meat in the whole city. That's a hetef for everybody. However, but he says that absent that condition, that's the only behema in town. If somebody has a shayla today, you have factories that produce everything. Everything you buy, you can buy for more than one company. Meat, there are many meat companies. Chicken, there are many chicken companies. Bread, there are many bread companies. Any item you buy, I don't have to buy from this company. I could buy from a different company. So, Zakhtar Sam Seifer, it's a heta for the company. So let's say Mr. Pashkis or Mr. Lieber has a ton of chocolate-covered marshmallows that are mutab efsim aruba. Some cipher says, okay, if you would have some aruba, you can keep all the marshmallows. Right, but you can't sell them. If you're going to sell them, then you're going to have, it's not have some aruba for me to buy his marshmallows, I'm going to buy somebody else's marshmallows.
We had that,
yeah, yeah, I'm going to mention that. Good. Good. If you give it away, for free, it would have to be have some room to each person. You know what you could do? You could just tell everyone, put a label. You know what you do? You sell it, put a label with Hebrew letters and a Rav's name. It says, Mutarak Behefsa Maruba. If the ladies are going to see Hebrew letters, they'll buy it and they'll eat it and they'll do it.
Yeah.
Trefes Derises, he's talking even Derises. Look, how the Shulchan Aruch came to the conclusion Hefsa Meruba is not our discussion. Shulchan Aruch came to a conclusion that something's Mutab Hefsa Meruba, so now we're trying to define it. What you're saying, your underlying thing is right. We should really be Mechal of Tishals of Derises and Derabonans. In Derises, you have to be Marchik as far as you could. And in Derabonans, a person could be more Mechal, it's true. I assume Derama took that into account when he originally was Mutab Hefsa Meruba. This Pesachei Tshuva is talking after the fact. Ramah took all these things into account, and he said it's Mutab Hefsa Meruba. Now, what do we do? So that's what he's saying. Why? Now, in this third thing, he brings a machlaikis. Okay, in this third thing, he says, Ulam, Mitzvus Rabbi Kiva Eger, Anal, Mavur, Degam, Betaba, Chamaycha, La'acherim, Matirim, Hefsa Meruba. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with some cipher. He says even someone who's selling to others is Mutar. He says, Rabbi Kivega holds if it's Hefsa Meruba to the manufacturer, you're allowed to sell it. But you have to let them know. So he says, what you should do is charge a cheaper price and sell it to Aniyim. And I guess it's sort of a compromise that for Aniyim, it's something of a Hefsa. And therefore, you could be made.
Price is right. That's right.
And these are three very important nekudas. The third nekuda, the minig of the veld, is to be megal.
What?
So to sum up, number one, is saying, like our Yad Avram, that Hefsa Meruba, you can't put a set number on Hefsa Meruba. You can't put a set number. Like I said, there's somebody who told me a certain Rav told him $50. He probably called it a specific Shaila. He asked him, how much is the Hefsa? He said, $50. The Rav was mad at it. He's going around the rest of his life convinced that $50 is Hefsa Meruba. I don't know if he adjusted for inflation every year or not, but he's convinced $50 is Hefsa Meruba. So he's saying that's not true. And it depends, kafi ha adam, va inyan, dasman, everything depends. The second was Rabbi Kiva Eger. Then you have kama behemis in one shot, they both belong to the same person, to be mekel, to be mitzvah. The third nekuda is the machlokes on sefer Rabbi Kiva Eger. If a manufacturer has a product that for him, it's a hefsa meruba, is allowed to be mekel, does that mean that he's allowed to sell it to others? But it's not a hefsa meruba. That appears to be a machlokes to some sefer Rabbi Kiva Eger. Pesachei Tshuva says that you could be soinuch on the mekilim under Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, you must tell the purchaser exactly what it is. And, you know, if you really made it clear to the purchaser, I don't think the purchaser would purchase that it's something which is mutter. So I guess it depends whom. But these are the three nekudas of Pesachei Tshuva.
And how did the Ramah and the Mechaber mention the hundreds of times?
Why do I need a Pesachei Tshuva to define it? There are many Nekudas which from year to year, I don't know, it goes from a Rebbe to Talmud, it gets passed on, it passed down, and finally it gets written. There's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says that Chizkiyo destroyed the Nechash HaNechashis. Chizkiyo HaMelech. So the Gemara asks, Chizkiyo passed the Chasavai says a din of Avodah Zarah because he held that there's no din of Ein Adam Ma'aseh Nefesh Shleim Nechash HaNechashis. Gemara says, Efshabah David, he didn't destroy it. Shleim didn't destroy it. Yeshavah didn't destroy it. Adam didn't destroy it. So Gemara says, Ela, Maki Minichu Lai Avodah Zarah. You took your source, Lizgadel, the Pshat is the same. That sometimes, halacha, every generation has its makim to be kind of godless. So, a long time ago, Chizkiyo was 102 years ago, but anyway. At any rate, the... well, we should tell him, throw one out, and the other two have some ruba. What do you do? What do you do in such a case? What do you do? Two people come to you. One's a Ani, one's a Asher. They're shutfim in the same behavior. You tell them, look, for you, it's not a Hefsa Meruba. For you, it is. You should give it to. I'll tell you, there's a... This is all given to Per Lepen. There are a lot of halachas that are set over me, Per Lepen. There's a Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, the second chalik. It's a very important Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, it says, by a mitzvah, al yevaz veiz yosem achaymish. A person doesn't have to spend more than a certain amount on a mitzvah. He says, Hani mili, to people who don't spend that kind of money for their own pleasures. But someone who spends that kind of money for his own enjoyment, for his own pleasures, is such a person. There's no ayavazviz. A person has to be consistent. If a person spends lots of money just to have a good time, just to build an addition to his house, or just, I don't want to get to step on people's toes. You know, they say, you know, Mark Twain has a story about a preacher that went to a town, and they asked him, what are you going to preach about? He says, they preach about the evils of liquor. They go, don't talk about evils of liquor, they all drink. So, okay, I'll speak about the evils of gambling. He says, no, they all gambled. So what should I talk about? He says, talk about witches. We ain't got no witches in this town. So, you know, I talk about spending money. I can't talk about things people really do. You know, I have to talk about, you know, if you spend money to go up in a spaceship, you spend millions of dollars, so then you have to do it on a mitzvah. Anyway, the Chafetz Chaim says a person has to be consistent. And to say, you know, to have some ruvas, $50, I'm going to eat it, and the same person is going to go out to eat in a fancy restaurant and spend $50 on a meal, You know, it's a little inconsistent. So a person has to be consistent. Shaila is, what happens if your wife would spend the money and you wouldn't? Can you be mad at me? Okay, anyway, this is an important idea, and it's similar to Aleph's of cotton bays. We did it once before, maybe we'll do it once again, but it's an important idea. Alright, one more Nakuda before we move on. Salting, someone asked last week about salting with sugar. And the fact is that I would say it's almost bitul Torah to discuss the Shiloh because it's ridiculous to salt with sugar. There are many tshuvas on salting with sugar. And apparently there was an understanding that since sugar looks like salt, it has some similarity to salt. Basically, the tshuvas that talk about it all say you can't salt meat with sugar. Salt, the two rayas. One raya is that it keeps on talking about the sharpness of salt and it's mechamem, and sugar doesn't do that. And the second raya is from the last sif in the simen, says b'makim she'ein melach matzui yitzlu abasar at she'yozum kodama v'akach yidashleil. The last sif says if there's no salt, what do you do? If you have no choice, you have to roast it. It doesn't say if there's no salt, you can use something else. So sugar can't be used. Where do the rumors start from? Regarding salt, it starts from a halachas ketanis. The halachas ketanis says legabi the mitzvah d'oraisa to bring every carbon kol karbocha b'melach timlach. What the pasuk says? What? Kol karbocha takrib melach. So it says kol karbocha takrib melach. There's a halachas ketanis that says that sugar is also good. Sugar is also good. What's the explanation? First of all, I don't be paskin like that. We don't bring carbonus as man as that. But the way the Ben Ishchai explains it, this is in the second chelik of Rav Palim, Simon Dalit, I think, that there the idea of melach is to preserve. He brings in the chinuch mitzvah kufitches that melach is the pasuk is medamit to inyan of a bris. The melach is a preservative. That's how you preserve things. So sugar is also a preservative, and so sugar is also a preservative. So therefore, the halachas ketanis is held that sugar is also good. So it's nothing to do with salting meat. What does one thing have to do with the other? For salting meat, sugar is no good, and that is no shayla. There is a shayla in a number of paiskim about using chemicals that mimic salt. They talk about a chemical called something sounds like alum. Something like that. Aleph Lamed Yud, the Nun though, Alun. A certain type of chemical. This goes back to the 1800s. And again, every tshuva on the topic asers. Every tshuva asers. As a matter of fact, the Ksav Sefer writes, Zehaloshim, Hamayre Kain, whoever paskind you could use it, who shayte v'gas ruach. Now, that would be the Divrei Chaim, would be one thing. It's a Ksav Sefer, you know, Obalandish Yid writing, you know, who shayte v'gas ruach, so obviously he felt very strong. The shayla that I had is about using iodized salt. We use what they call kosher salt. The boxes say kosher salt. It's funny, it sounds like the other salt's not kosher, and this is kosher salt. But it's salt for koshering. What? Koshering salt. So the question is whether a person has to use pure salt or iodized salt. Now, l'chatchil, it's not a shayla, because we said not to use salt that's dak kekemach. Salt that's very thin, l'chatchil, we don't use. We're talking about b'malkim tzairach, b'malkim ha'simarubah, someone is stuck. He's stuck somewhere, and this is all he's got. And we can't imagine it happening in America. When somebody travels, he goes traveling in the summer, he finds himself in a different country, and whatever it is, I left the door open for suggestions, and however it happens, the question is iodized salt good? I don't know a tshuva on the topic. I went to write to Reitzer HaChochma, and how do you say iodized salt in Ivrit? So I wrote B'melach Shalonu. I tried to follow Melach Shalonu, but I got a bunch of things that have to do with other inyanim of salting, nothing. I didn't hit on anything. What?
It's so small.
Right. Is the iodine a coating in the salt, no, or does it chemically react with the salt?
Okay. It's in there.
Nine guys is touching the salt. It's just connected to it. But it doesn't change the salt.
Like dissolving.
It doesn't change the salt. It doesn't change the salt.
It's just for sodium iodide. There are some few crystals of sodium iodide in there.
They're stuck to the...
stuck. It's in the mixture. It's white also.
Okay.
And it's butter b'shushan.
Oh, the separate dots.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Separate.
Oh. Butter b'shushan. Oh, you mean the iodized salt. There are grains of salt and grains of iodide.
Right.
Sodium iodide inside. Oh, I thought they changed the salt.
No.
Okay.
Ocean salt has iodine.
Okay.
Sure. Ocean salt.
Okay.
It's got a tiny little bit of iodine.
Ocean salt has iodine. Okay. Back to Sivzayim. What? Which pasuk?
Ocean salt is mutter.
The lotion that I read.
So they have magnesium in there also. They have a lot of things.
The language of the chinuch, mitzvah kuf mem ches. He talks about the isser of having dam. So he writes, it's also to have dam. Dam is isser deraisa. He says loy matzinu tachbulas lahaytzi dam ki im melach. That's his lotion. It sounds like Chazal looked for an isser to take out the dam. Loy matzinu tachbulas lahaytzi dam ki im melach. If it does the same thing,
because it's probably
because you don't know exactly how it works.
The question is it a different version of salt, as you say?
Calcium chloride will work even better.
Right. I mean, it's not all regular salt is sodium chloride, and sea salt is a mixture of different types of
preponderance of sodium.
It's very interesting.
NaCl.
It's very interesting, and I never understood. There's a bir halacha in Hilchas Pesach. It says in the Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach that if you put salt, that you shouldn't put salt into the water when you bake the matzah. If it's baked, you can do whatever you like. But when it's a dough, you shouldn't put salt. You shouldn't put salt into the dough. And the bir halacha starts clearing if that's only salt that comes from the earth, or it's even salt that comes from the ocean, which he says is different. So I don't understand what's different. It comes from here, it comes from there. You're telling me that chemically it's different. The chemically is different.
Now,
the attribute. Right, and the salt that comes from the ocean. There's other things mixed in. So very interesting. So they fascinating. Okay, I don't know. I guess the Bir Halacha knew about this. He clears his shine.
Calcium chloride in itself will do a better job at taking blood out because there's three ions from calcium, CaCl2. So it will actually
it'll look better. Okay. Yes. Sea salt, I don't think anybody answers. Sea salt. So if you mimic the sea salt, you make it chemically, and it's exactly the same thing. It'll be good. So that I don't know. You know, it takes broad shoulders to make new etayer. I don't know. But whatever is exactly identical to sea salt, they had sea salt in time of Chazal. The Gemara talks about Masrefei Samelach. One of the ways they made salt was by evaporating water, seawater, and getting salt. So clearly, they had Masrefes HaMelech. There's a city called Masrefes HaMelech in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says that they had these ditches in which they let seawater in.
Samelach Stelmus, isn't that Melech from Yamamah?
Could be.
Fine salt.
Okay, we move on to Sisayim.
It's fine, of course, it's the same.
Yeah, fine, you're supposed to use coarser salt. You're not supposed to use fine salt. But for Shasa Chak, you can use any.
Fine salt dissolves.
Sivzayim. Now, last week I just started the Mechaber. By all rights, from here on in, it should be simple. Let's review. We had three steps in salting. Hadacha Rishayna. Hadacha Rishayna is complicated. Why do we do Hadacha Rishayna? We had two reasons, maybe three reasons. Salting. Salting is complicated. For how long do you have to salt it? How long does that sit in the salt? How much salt? The third seems to be very easy. The third chiyuv is to wash off the blood and the salt, whatever's on the... You're finished. You did Adach HaRishayna. You salted it. It stayed a whole hour. You have your Cholah Shittas. It stood long enough. Very simple. All you got to do is take everything off. Yeah, the Lashon of Chazal is Yadichenu Yafe Yafe. Maticha Yafe Yafe. So the Mechaber is simple enough. There's really no Mefarshim on the Mechaber. Kaidim Sheitin Habasa B'Klisha Medichai Bai. Before you put the basar into a kli, you have to remember, this piece of meat still has salt on it. You're not allowed to put it in a kli shein menukin. Salted meat, you don't put into a kli that doesn't have holes in it, because the salt is still working. So, kaidim sheyitnai, yitain habasa, b'kli shemidichabai, yinafeitz me olav hamelach she'olav. You yinafeitz means you shake off, you bang off, you comb off, he puts his combing. You knock off the salt that's on it, or you hose it down with water. Yishtefenu means you don't put it in the kli, you hold it in your hand, and you wash it. Va'achakach, and once you've shaken off or washed off the outside salt, you put it into a place to soak. You soak it two times. The Gros says, Madicha yafe yafe, mashma shtei hadachais. The Lashon HaChazal, Madicha yafe yafe. You wash it off twice. V'yishtef ha'kli ben rechitza rechitza. You wash off the kli between the washings. And the reason is, the first washing, the Gros says in Lamed Beis, the first soaking is lahaver ha'melach v'adam. The first soaking, if you had the niputz and you got off the outer layer of salt, there's still some salt embedded in the meat. So, rishayna haver ha'melach v'adam. The first soaking is to remove the salt and the blood. This is, I'm reading Gros Lamed Beis. V'shniya lahaver lachluchas ha'rishayna. And the second soaking is to whatever residual remnants there are from the first soaking should come off. And yishtef hakli berechitza lechitza, you rinse out the kelim between the first washing and the second washing. We today have separate kelim for it. The mela, it's extremely simple. No mefarshim on this. What do you have to do? Either niputz or shtifa, it's the first step. Either or. Either you comb off the salt or you hose off the salt. And then soak it two times. The Ramah also begins very simply. Alright, Yeshkaya. He says, some say you have to wash it three times. Zok de Gra, why? Lama Gimel. Kamesha Amru, Yafe Yafe. Hainush Yudachetiv. Well, is that Sarach Gimel Pamim? So the Mishnah says, Madicha Yafe Yafe. So we have now two versions. Either Yafe Yafe means you soak it two times. Yafa yafa means you soak it three times. Period. It would stop here. This would be the easiest sif we learned till now. Now, before it gets complicated, shachov tes. Avo b'di'evet afil aloi hudach rav pamecha v'nispashu kach motukud l'kamon. B'di'evet, even if you did it once, it's also motas. We're going to have later a sif tes. Period. Now, what we learned till now is everything you need to know for halacha lamaisa, as far as this sif is concerned, pretty much everything, because it's very simple. You do niputz or shtifa, and then you soak it either twice like the mechaber, three times like the ramah. You soak it three times, and it doesn't say how long. You soak it until it comes off, and that's good enough. Now here is where it gets complicated. Read the rest of the ramah. We soak it. They wash it and soak it. They spray it and then they soak it in three kelim. Okay. It doesn't say the amount of time. It's whatever it takes to wash it, you know, that's how big the piece is. It goes through water. They don't put their hands in the water. But if you want to do it at home, okay. No, you soak it. The soaking softens the area, and if you soak something, it'll come out more quickly. You know, if somebody has a splinter in his hand, if he soaks his hand, he takes a bath or a shower, and it's very easy to take it out because things come out easier when they're soaked. So it's the soaker, you soak it. Now read this Ramah. Look what he says. Now read the next words. Okay, therefore, in case I'm not clear enough, let me explain. Okay, therefore, what do? Yishtefenu o yinafe tamelach me olav. Therefore, wash it or comb off the salt. V'yadichenu beis pa'amim. and wash it twice. That's the same as three washings. One combing or rinsing or washing in your hand and soaking it twice.
That's exactly
what the machaber. What's going on here? He said, Yeshaimrim, the machaber said, do niputz or shtifa plus two soakings. He said, Yeshaimrim, three. And then he says, therefore, you should do, like the machaber, therefore, do a combing or a soaking, and do two hadachis. Very, very strange. The Taz and the Shach, Mitztar Tuva, to figure this out. The Gra sums it up in Lamed Daled. The Gra in his short, the Lashon, Kenyish Defenu, Kasha Lohelmai. Hard to figure this one out. The Kfar Niskashu Kolach Reinim. And everybody has a hard time with this Rama. The briefly, briefly, the Taz suggests to change the girsa, take out the word oy, where it says yishtefenu oy yinafetz hamelach meyalav. The Taz suggests as follows: if you do shtifa plus niputz, that counts as one hadacha. The Mechaber said one order, he says another order. I think he puts it first, but... Alright, 1 second, you don't confuse, it's confusing enough. The Taz says that if you do shtifu or nifutz, you need three soakings. And the Ramah is saying, okay, yishtefenu vi enough, it's a melech meyalav, yitchenu beis pam, yitzav ha-chadach ha-gimu pam. If you do both, that counts as one hadach. That's the Taz. The Shach, very hard to figure out the Shach. The Shach in the V'yaisinira of the Shach says, maybe it's not a machloikis. He's just saying, some Rishaitim say two times, some say three, and they're really the same Shita.
So according to Ramah, it doesn't have to be shaking the salt,
he has to shake the salt, yeah.
Shaking
is like Vahadacha. It's like a but he's saying to do it. He's still saying to do it. Now, the best Eitzah, to me, is the Tzvila Tzadik, is it? Who says to change the beginning of the Ramah V'yeshayimrim to a Dalid D'yeshayimrim? It's not the usual language of the Ramah, but it's in a genius way. Mechaber says Nifot Tzadocha plus two washings. He's explaining D'yeshayimrim. Some say Tzoch La'diach Abasa Gimelpan. Some say you have to do it three times. Therefore, if you do Nifot Zoshita plus two times, that counts because this is good. He changes the Vav to a Dalid. I don't know if I ever had such a D'yeshayimrim. Why would he call it D.A. Shaymin? You say Dish Tzvichin. But he's saying printed. Okay, if you like the printer's error, Eitzah, so you can go with it. But anyway, it's not going to change the halacha. The halacha lamaisa is Mechatchila, we do Nifutz plus three soakings. And B'di'eved, like Shachov Tess says, B'di'eved anyway, one soaking is good. So, Oi, Vaita Ramah, O Yosem Amayim Techak Liv Akach Inich Bay Habasar, V'yadichenu Gimel Pamim. Or, put the water into the kli first, and then put the meat without nifutz, and wash it three times. V'ochi noog lechetzila yite mayim harvei v'adacha rishayna. Hadacha rishayna doesn't mean washing it before salting. It means the first hadacha after salting. Kidei shivatul kayach hamelach shabetzir, and in that way you'll be mevatul the kayach hamelach, and that's in the tzir. So when you put it into the kli, this is the issue. You want to soak the meat. You're in your house. L'chatchila, be careful, put the water in first, and then you take a pot. You have a piece of meat. Don't put this piece of meat, which is salted, straight into the pot. Because right now it's still salted, it's still going to be pilot tzir. It's still going to give off tzir, which might have a din of dam. We're going to see soon, machlokes has a din of dam. So therefore, put the water in first, or, he says, either put the water first, or... Yite mayim, and yite mayim harbe badacha rishayna. Put a lot of water so that you can be mevatel the koyach hamelach when you put it in. So this is the proper way to do it in the Seder. And like I said, this is really a simple sif. Were it not for that confusing line of the Ramah, the hadacha shniyah is the easy one. It's not, there are no strict rules for it. Basically, you do a niputz, soak it three times, and be satisfied that it's clean. Right, right. Three washings is without nifutz. That's his lashon. Oi, or you can do it this way. to say.
Nipot
what? We do nipot first. They bang it. They have it in the keli that it bangs and the salt falls.
And each of these hadachas is 30 minutes.
No, no, no. The second hadach is not 30 minutes. They're in small kelim. Each one is, I can time it, maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes. It goes through a through a kelim.
The chav is still two times, though, right?
It's not really soaking. It's more like bits.
They have separate kelim. The way they do it in the plant is turns, and it goes from one to the next. They're right next to each other. There are walls between them. The whole idea is to have cleaner water in the second and clean one. The third, I mentioned to you last week, the language of the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like you do one hadacha, you pick up the chicken, you put it back. That's his lashon, but it's got to be a mistake because the whole purpose of the thing, he's not saying it's a chiddush, he's just describing how to do it. He says take it out and put it back. So you can't mean put it back in the same water. It's not what it means to change the water.
Why does the
Rama
on the
fourth line,
first he says,
no, there were either niputs, it's as follows. Either do niputs or shtifa plus however many hadachis, or don't do niputs. It's in a pot, but if you did niputs first, so now I'm not so nervous. You got the bulk of the salt off, and now when you're doing hadacha, I'm not so nervous if the what goes first, if the meat went in first or the water first. But if you're going to go with just three hadachis without niputs, right, without the niputs on the. All right, there's a suggestion that maybe the Mechaber meant Niput plus two Adachis, and the Rama means three Adachis alone. That's even without Niputs. With Niputs. He says, V'achi no'egel l'chadchila to do three. And then he says, Al kein, do like the Mechaber. He says, the second line, V'achi no'egel l'chadchila. Al kein, do like the Mechaber. Okay, and I accept the mechaber. But he said l'chadchila not to do like the mechaber. He said to do three. That's the way it reads. Hachi naig l'chadchila reads that way. Last line of the Ramah. I pointed this out when we were learning Hadachah Rishayna. The Ramah says mutal adiach habasa b'nei peiris fein tzarech mayim. The hadacha achrayna does not have to be water. If somebody would like to use, what's cheaper than water? Coke.
Bottled water.
So somebody wants to use some other liquid. So you can use a different liquid. What's the svara? Push the svara. The idea is to clean it, so anything that cleans it is good. Now listen carefully. The tumult over this is not from what the Rama says, it's from his mashmais. The words of the Rama. Hadach achrayna you can do with other liquids. So someone wrote a letter to the Rama and asked him, why are you sticking this in Siv Zayin? You can use other liquids. What about Hadach Rishayna, the original soaking? The original soaking, you can't use other liquids? So the Rama wrote a letter back. We have it in Tshuvas HaRama. It's brought in the beginning of the Shach and the Taz. They bring the Tshuvas HaRama that in Lamed, Kosav HaRab B'Tshuva, Kof Lamed Beit in Yin Aleph, Sha'alta al Masha Kosav Aram Vesim Teres Chatushli, Diyachal Adiach Abosal Ekdeira Vimei Peris, Vidigdakta Hadach Rishayna Lai. So you made a digduk that the first washing is not good with May Peris, Sha'alta, Taima. Why? Ef Shalai made the Shar Mashke Mitar Shilai. What does that mean, Shar Mashke Mitar Shilai? Do I understand? The first Hadach has to soften the meat. Water softens the meat. We don't know. Maybe a different mashka makes it sticky, stuffs up the pores of the holes in the thing. So therefore, if Hadach Rishayna, you can't use it. Logical?
Yeah.
The kasha that everyone asks on this Tshuvas HaRamah is the following. And everybody struggles with it, the Shach, the Taz, the Prichadash, until Rabbi Kiva Eger will come along with, only Rabbi Kiva Eger could say a beautiful terrace to answer everybody's kasha. They all ask the following, which is l'chayra, a bomb kasha. The makar of this din, Hadach HaShnia, is from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if someone shechts an animal, and no blood comes out, shchita yabeshta, no blood comes out, then that meat is nechel b'yadayim esavos, even if a person is makban on tahira. So normally, chazal goes, it's stam yadayim atame, and you're not allowed to eat taharis, it's stam yadayim. But meat, if it was never bukshel kabal tumah, it was never washed with one of the zayin mashkin, one of the seven mashkin, is dam shchita. If it gets wet with dam shchita, then it's mukshel kabal tumah. But the Mishnah says, if you have a shchita yaveshta, nechol b'yadayim esavos. If it was a shchita and there was no blood coming out, you're allowed to eat this meat with tamei hands. So frek tosfos and the Ran. What do you mean? You have to salt the meat. In order to salt the meat, you have to soak the meat. So if you have to soak the meat, it's mukshel kabal tumah by the water. So they say two terutzim. Either litzli, either it was roasted. It means nechol d'avisavis, roasted. Inami, Tosfos says that you washed it b'mei peiros. So listen carefully. You wash it b'mei peiros. That's the makor of this Ramah. If so, how could you say it means only hadocha shniyah was with mei peiros, hadocha rishana was with regular water? It can't be. If hadocha rishana was with regular water, then right, it's mushal kabel tumah. So from the place you're bringing a makar that hadocha shniyah is kashim mei peiros, I'll bring a makar that hadocha rishana is kashim mei peiros. So the shach ends when it's a vitzarachian. The Taz doesn't pass like the Ramah. He brings a chochem who said a teretz. He says hefel yiftzapiu. He's speaking ridiculous things. You know, Chacham said the shchita yaveshta, so you don't need a docha rishayna. There's no blood. You don't need. And you tell me there is. You tell me there is blood. There is blood. So if there is blood, then it's moshul kabel tumah. So he says no. Only dam shchita is moshul kabel. No, the simin yad shochat dam. There's a lumdis to it. It's only yad shochat dam. It's only dam shchita that's moshul kabel tumah. Stam dam maka is not mashal kabel tumah, or dam in the, that are that you cut a piece of meat and see dam is not mashal. It's only shachad dam, only shechted dam. But al kapanim, the point is that it's a pella. The same place that hadoch achrayu can be made peiros, hadoch rishani should be made peiros. The same raya is the same raya. Everyone has a tzarachian until Rabbi Kiva Eger comes along with a very geshmaka teretz. Kivager is here on Dibra Masl of Tzorachian. He says the following. He says, so bishmak. To be magdin. Why do we do Adacha Rishayna? Two basic reasons. To soften the meat or to wash off the blood. When the Ramah tells us in the Tshuva, don't do Adacha Rishayna, what's he telling you? Don't do Adacha Rishayna with Meperis, the Metar Shilei. Which reason is he going with? The softening. But maybe it doesn't soften. Cleaning, obviously it cleans, because if you can use it for Adach Shnia, it must clean off. We assume that if you wash it with Coke, it's also going to clean off. So Adach Rishayna, it's also going to clean off. Therefore, the Ramah who said don't do Adach Rishayna is going like the reason of Richuch. So it's up to Mekivega beautifully, Tzarachim. Let's start the Yeshleimer.
Which one?
The one that starts with Tzarachim. First words of Tzarachim. La niestai ti yeshleimer kavanas ateres chakas. Bevadai das Tosfos, certainly Tosfos hold bein hadocha rishayna bein hadocha achrayna mutar b'mei peiros. Tosfos shita certainly is each one can be done with mei peiros. V'kivin d'svirlei Tosfos came misvara b'lei hechrich. Tosfos says it mitzara svara without anything forcing him. Why isn't he forced? Doma masnisin ei raya. From the Mishnah that says nechol b'yadayim misavis is no raya. V'yishloimi d'mayu litzli. The Kamosha Kasa Tosfos Ba'atzman. Tosfos himself said you could say in other teretz that the Mishnah means mitzli, or it means a washing with meperis. Mehechi Tosfos lifts like shaloike devarayim. So therefore, Tosfos says it misvara. Why should I not pass him like them? B'loy mitzino man depalik. Zelinian adach achraydim. So Tosfos said a svara that shar mashkin washes. Why should I argue? They won't find any machloikes by second hadacha. Second hadacha is certainly to clean it. Tais says, as far as it's good, I'm not going to argue with him. Avala inyan hadacha rishayna ein raya. Me Taisvis. You can't bring a raya la halacha from this Taisvis. The Dilma Savri. Taisvis shita may be. Ka paiskin de tam hadacha rishayna shun dam be'et. Taisa's shita is you wash off the first time because of the chashash of dam be'en mishum hachi mutav be'mei peiris. So Taisa's held hadachah rishayin hadachah shniyah both mutav be'mei peiris. Aval the time of mishum richuch, but according to the Ran's reason, to soften yeshlami the mei peiris like mahani. So he says, yeah, of course Taisa's held say hadachah rishayin say hadachah shniyah, but that may be because Taisa's holds the hadachah is to wash it off. We pass in the time of richuch as well. So the didan that we pass in the time of softening, we can't be semech ataisus hadachah rishayna dilma b'tashilay. We don't have taisus shita; it's not in the list of shitas. It says dilma. Maybe that's taisus shita. B'meila, it's such a geshmak teres under Rama. Rama's mind the shitas taisus is that both are good. The Rama is only saying the didan we can't rely on meperes hadachah rishayna because we don't know that the hadachah rishayna is going to work. We know Hadachah Rishayin is going to work for the time of Richuch. Maybe it only works at the time of the end. It's a very geshmak of the Stavet to Keteres of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yes? Taisus always holds Mei Peiris is good. It's not right to us La Halacha.
No, you do need. So the Taz explains, Chiti Yaveshta means the blood doesn't come out, spritz out of Shchita. When you cut the meat, just look at that blood. It's not a bloodless animal. Yeah. What? Tominishchat Daflamid Gimel. The first wide line of the Taz. He says, Tominishchat Daflamid Gimel. That says Psach. Sifches. Im loy nifa tamela sha'olav. Sifches is also a simple sif. Basically, hadoch, the last hadoch is the simplest. Like, what would you say if I told you someone, he messed up, he took the salted meat and he went and he cooked it? Very salty chicken soup now. You know, he went and he cooked it. What do you do now? It's got treif of blood, treif of salt with blood. So what's the old answer? If it's hamela shalav alay shetafai, ain lesser ki amayim should be clean without in kayach hamela. As far as the kayach of the salt, that the salt is kareisayach, it doesn't answer hamayim should be clean without in kayach hamela. Now, how much mayim do you need in the kli to be mevatel the kayach of salt? How much mayim? Rama says a fill of mayim muatim, even a small amount. Become up mevatel kayach hatzir. This is very confusing. How much is a little water? How much is a lot of water? So there's a shach later in Simin Ayin of Katan Nun. He says, listen, how much water do you need to be mevatel? He says, Bina Shiei Merubin Mei Hatzir. Not a lot. You need as much tzir as comes out of the meat. You put it into a keli. So it's salted. There's still going to be some liquid that drains from the meat. The water has to be more than the tzir. So how much would drain from a piece of meat? A few ounces. So you need a few ounces plus a mashu of water. That's all you need to be mevatel kayach hamelach. That it shouldn't. Melach is kareseach, and that's all you need. Now I want to point out to you, we'll come back to it again. We had in Simon Tzadik Aleph the rule of, remember we started basa b'chalav, I told you we start off with how does tam transfer? Transfers, of course, through heat. Not only through heat, it also transfers through kavush and also through maliach. Salting, forgetting about salting meat. Salt, maliach, hariyu, kareseach, tzli. If you take a tomato of arla, no, tomato can't be arla. You take an apple of arla, and you salt it, and you put it next to something else. So there's an idea that maliach causes blias to travel. We had there, maliach sheni yachal lechel machmas malcha. If something is so salted that the food can't be eaten because it's so salted. That's the amount of salt that we do when we salt meat. It says here in the Shulchan Aruch that if it touches Isser, Divei Kareseach, Lesser Kadei Klipa. It has a din of Isser, and Maliach Aser is Kadei Klipa, and there's the Yeshayimim that you need Shishim, Davashame, you need Shishim. So Maliach does Aser. So we're going to deal, I guess, next week with this idea that salting something, we have the separate issue of Reseach. So that, we're going to have to deal with that issue. And that's just a separate issue, just 1 second, because it's the last minute. Just the Mechaber here at least at the moment, is not talking about that. He's talking about the meat itself. You put the meat in a pot without nipots, so the water is mevasel kayach hamelach. Chafilu mayim uwatim mevatel kayach atzir. V'yesh matir v'chafilu loyhoyim mayim beklal bekli v'inichu bay basar. De'ein lochish b'shamu letes kazu shoysim ba'adachas habasar. Ramos says in these few seconds, you put it into a keli until you put it in the water, we're not worried about what's going to happen. Yishus mechalayu, the Ramah is talking a different language here, he's being a mekel. Yishus mechalayu, v'ein lochish b'chalzeh, rak ba'adachar rishayna, ba'adachar rishayna ein lochish. So he's saying basically, the nifuts, we're not so worried, even though we said it's kereseyach, we're not worried that it's going to answer, because, first of all, he did one hadachar, it's certainly good enough. Even without, if you have a small amount of water, it's good. And number three, if it's just a shamulatas, you put it in, just you put it in, and now you're going to throw in the water. It's there for a few seconds, and then you put in whatever it was that you're cooking it with. In that brief period of time, we're not worried about it. So we're talking so far, you didn't cook it yet. You put the salted meat into a pot. You forgot to do niputs. You forgot to do adacha. You put salted meat into a keli, and we talk about cooking it in siftes. But here we're talking that first you put it into a kli. So we have three kulas. You put it into a kli. If there was one hadach already, nevas is b'diavet. If it's the amount of water is equal to the amount of tzir, slightly more, it doesn't answer. And if it's a shamuetes, it doesn't answer. Then chiluk ben hidichai b'kli basar, kosher o treifa. And even if you put it into a treifa kli. Why? So there's a rule that we should remember. We'll have it again. Ein, what? Ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. Important rule. Malicha only affects food. If you salt food, things happen to it. You see that there's a change. You salt a pot, you're not going to see any change in the pot. Ein malicha lekelim lahaflit means if you salt a keli, the keli's treif, it doesn't cause any bleas to come out. If you salt treif for food and put it in the pot, the treif for bleas will go into the pot. Ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. Salt doesn't affect the keli to take anything out. And therefore, if you put the salted meat in a kli kosher, a treifa, a chalevis, or a milchika one, don't tell your wife. So he says, you put it into a treifa kli by itself, it's not going to answer. There's a little be'en of milk. It'll answer. There you have to have the heter if you have some water there to be mevatel kayach hamelach. So sifches basically is a simple sif. It's going to get very complicated in sifches next week. But sifches itself is simple. That b'dieved, you put it into a kli with nothing else, it's not going to cause a problem. Kosher ma'am? No, that's only kosher torah. That's only with salting meat. It's a unique din. When you salt meat, I did tarmus l'dam, it's not b'leia. But no, it's not b'leia dam. Other things is b'leia. It's only b'leia dam. It's tarlif l'dam, it's b'leia.